Alcohol ads are expected to earn the cash-strapped transit system $600,000 annually. CATS has already signed 2 6-month contracts to promote alcohol in city buses and trains. But the money comes with a challenge. The last thing CATS wants is an overly racy ad on a bus that winds through every neighborhood in the city. And racy is one thing alcohol ads do well.
Either way, vodka never felt this good.
New fluff marshmallow flavor.
CATS Marketing and Communications Director Olaf Kinard told City Council this week the transit system is careful about which alcohol ads it accepts.
Any ad that comes in to our ad company comes to us. We also review it with City Legal, and then we also have the ABC board staff review it to make sure it meets their qualifications. So every ad has the Please Drink Responsibly qualification on it.
CATS already has a policy that prohibits ads that would be unsuitable for children. The State Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission also prohibits ads that are, quote, undignified, immodest, or in bad taste. Either way, many Charlotte City Council members don't like the idea of city buses as rolling billboards for alcohol. They want the transit system's governing board to reconsider allowing the ads. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Miller in Charlotte.